I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life. Hi, welcome to UK Health Radio and our show, New Life Perspectives. I'm Bill McKenna with Cogno Movement, and this episode is going to be, I think, so great for 2022 because it's going to help to give us some new understandings. New understandings of how we can go from having an ordinary life to a spectacular life. And what has kept you from that in the past? And then how to change that in the future from a very unlikely method, an unlikely way. So you might have noticed that you have tried to change your mind with your mind. You might find that you get up in the morning and you just don't feel all that great. You feel down, or maybe you are going along and life is just okay. It's not great. You certainly have done better, especially for the past couple years. With everything that's been going on globally, there are some really good reasons why you might not be feeling so great. And there are methods to completely change things that you haven't considered. And I've given some of these secrets at the end of every broadcast. We do we have one technique that I give to help everybody out. So you can listen to some of the recordings of the past episodes to get those. I wanted to start with kind of a "it ain't your fault." When you understand these interesting scientific facts, you can exploit them to change your life. So most of us have noticed that life basically over the decades has continued kind of consistently. When I say consistently, I mean you feel about the same day after day, year after year, whether that is joyful or whether that is angry or fearful. You're the same person day after day, week after week, and year after year. And not only is our understanding for the most part the same, but chemically our body is producing the same chemicals that it is, and we're producing somewhat of the same experiences. So I'm going to break each one of these things down for you so that you have a better understanding and then how to change, which is really exciting. First, I want to point out something called confirmation bias. Now, you can look that up here, and you'll see the definition of it is that if you have whatever belief, you're going to look out to the world for confirmation that you are, in fact, correct. All of us think we're correct, right? Whatever our opinion is, I'm right, they're wrong, I'm good, they're bad, I'm good. You know, whatever it might be, there's no way out. you have a bias. Well, this is very, very real as far as outcomes. You may have heard, whatever you look for, you'll find. Well, it's actually true. And it's true at the quantum level. So when scientific experiments are going on, people think that, oh gosh, this is really objective, right? That the observer, if I'm observing an experiment, if it's a scientific experiment, it'll always be the same. Now, one of the things they figured out in quantum physics is that the observer has a lot to do with the outcome. Once the observer looks at the experiment, they affect it. You cannot look at something at the quantum level and not affect the outcome. This actually is beyond the quantum. It is much, much greater than that. As we observe, we affect. I'm going to ask a question, is how many people do you know out there that are fearful or, anxious, and they have the life experience of kind of negative things happening to them all the time? They're getting hurt, they're financially hurt, they're emotionally hurt, all these different things, is because that is the way that they observe life. They look for the proof and they find it. The scientific research that has been done around the quantum is significant. There was an experiment in Lucerne, the University of Lucerne, that had the double split experiment, where they would fire off photons through two slits, and they would count up how many went through this and how many went through that slit, and mathematically speaking, it should be just an equal amount, but based upon the observer, there would be an effect on how many photons go through the individual slit. Okay, that's interesting. But even more interesting than that was the recent study that was done, which is mind-blowing, that they had different observers, and with the different groups of observers observing the exact same experiment, they both got different results. How could that actually be? There is no objective reality. There is only subjective reality. This is mind-blowing. But it is, in fact, scientifically correct. What we look for becomes reality at the quantum level and beyond. The truth of it is in your life and it's right around you. So for most of us, we're probably thinking, listen, interesting, but for me, I feel how I feel. I think how I think. And we know that changing your mind with your mind is virtually impossible. I mean, you may do it for a minute. You may think about a new thought, and the best way to try to do it is to think about something else. So with that, you may be able to change your mind for a little while, and then the old reoccurring patterns come back. If you don't know another way, which I'm going to discuss a little bit later in the in the episode. So there are multiple things at play here in creating your reality. One of them is that confirmation bias. Another one is what we call your level of consciousness. Now, Dr. David Hawkins, he wrote a lot of books, actually, and he did a lot of research on consciousness. Probably his most famous book was Power versus Force. He went on Oprah Winfrey, and he was probably when he became very popular. He developed something called this map of the levels of consciousness. And with this, in his research, that he had figured out that we humans have an understanding, kind of a level set, if you will. And this level set could be shame, humiliation, guilt, grief, anger, fear, resentment, blame, pride, inflationary type pride, that is, forgiving and accepting, love, joy, bliss. There's basically a scale. And with this scale, you'll find that people have experiences that are equal to the understanding that they have come to thus far in life. For example, I use myself as an example here. When I grew up, you know, I was angry, violent, prejudice, you know, all low level stuff. And that was my reality. And I was afraid, and my reality reflected that to me. I would find things to be afraid of, or I would find antagonists. I was angry, so what's on the other side of an angry person? There's some antagonizer, right? So you'll find that. And over again, your reality will repeat itself. Mine certainly did. And that was until I was able to come to a new understanding. And when I came to a different understanding, which was forgiveness and acceptance and those sorts of things, then my reality shifted again. As my understanding of what's good for me changes, so too does the reality around me. Now, I'll tell a little story when we come back from our break. I have to give a break here to hear from our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors at UK Health Radio. We'll be right back after this.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, thank you, and welcome back. So before we left on the previous part, I promised that I would tell a little story about how our consciousness, or our level of understanding, that is, and our confirmation bias play out in the real world. Now, I had talked a little bit about my upbringing and that I was, you know, angry and violent and unforgiving and all of those type things. I had, I made up my own reasons for it, right? So I created that reality and I lived in it. And I also mentioned I was also prejudiced as well. I was just ignorant, right? In so many ways. So my reality was that I saw problems, you know, and I perceived it as I'm just a little bit smarter. You know, I can see danger before other people can. And I remember I had this one sister who was happy and joyful and had lots of friends and just a spark of light, just filled with light and love and happiness and joy. And it was like, you know, she's walking along and roses and flowers are flittering out from her. If you would imagine it, you know, her walking down the street, it was like, you know, some fairy with roses and just falling all around her. She was and still is that way. She's fabulous in that way. And it was her understanding of life was that that she was loved and that she was cared for and that life was fun, and she saw the joy in everybody. She saw the wonderful parts of other people. So as you can imagine, life reflected that to her. She had confirmation bias in the positive direction. Now, this came to the forefront for me. I was probably maybe 19 years old or something. And I was right around the time I got my black belt. Maybe I was older than that. Maybe I was 20, 21, something like that. And I remember coming home for Christmas and my sister telling me the story of stopping off in Compton, California. Now, Compton was a place that there was a lot of black gangs. And it just so turned out that the martial arts studio that I was involved with, the headmaster there, he would take us, we go over to the Black Karate Federation and we would spar with them. You know, that was something that we did. It was in Los Angeles. But this area was, in my opinion, at that time, was gang infested and violent and, you know, different things. But that was my perception. And, you know, my perceptions were just distorted. Well, what I say distorted, you'll understand in a minute what I mean, is my sister's perception was of love and light and laughter and fun. she stomps off. And she says, yeah, we're running low on gas. So we stopped off in Compton to go get something to eat and fill up with gas. And we went into this diner. We were in a diner. And, there's a bunch of, they were playing music in there. And they were dancing. And we were having fun. I was dancing with all the Black girls in there. And we were just having a great time. Yeah, with, these, old funky tunes, and anyway, I was looking at her and I was like, you're going to get murdered. There's going to be terrible things happen to you. Do you know what that is? Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, what, are you crazy? Are you crazy, Bill? You're just crazy or stupid. I had a blast. And I was like, you don't know. Well, both realities were true. My reality reflected to me, and her reality reflected to. She took her pleasant little stuff up there, right in the middle of the gangs and everything, and just had herself a great time, and everybody loved her, and she loved everybody else. And they danced their way in, and they danced their way out, and they had a great time. So, her confirmation bias, right, created a reality. And to this day, it creates that reality for her. Now, there's kind of, I think, well, if you're like me, you might be thinking, well, God, yeah, that's her, but it's not me. It's not my life. It's not how I am and how I live. I wish I did, but I don't. Well, there is. At the end of this, we're going to talk more about how we utilize our new methods to create change so that you can live there. You can create this wonderful reality financially, emotionally, physically. All of those things can be created. Imagine if there was a way that you could eliminate your negative feeling and you weren't even having to struggle with your thoughts anymore, that they just, I don't feel that way anymore. It's not like you're not, I'm really strong and I, mentally tough and overcome. No, you just don't feel it anymore. If you were absent all of those negative feelings, what would your life be like? What would that make room for? Okay, I promise we're going to get to that and I'll talk about that. But it's important that you understand that this is not your fault. That you are been wired, literally wired to think and feel this way. This is something that started off early in your life. And between the ages of 0 and 7 years old, you were in what's called a theta brainwave state. This is the brainwave state. As a hypnotist, we try to get you into that state in order to change your subconscious, program your subconscious, give you a new belief. Well, guess what? Naturally, you are in that state from 0 to 7 years old. You are being programmed. The Jesuits from the Catholic Church, they even knew this long ago. They said, give me the child until they're seven, I'll show you the man. And what they were saying is that they knew whatever they programmed, there you go for the rest of their life. Why? Because it's there, because they're programmed in their subconscious. Or another way to look at that is I'm programming your nervous system. Now, my subconscious expresses itself through the body as a feeling. And then I make decisions based upon the feeling, and I will justify whatever decision that is, just like I justified my anger or my fear. Well, and my sister had justified her love and joy and bliss, right? So the great news, again, is that we can change this. You don't have to live that way anymore. There is something else that is worth mentioning. Actually, two things. The first thing is the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton. And Dr. Bruce Lipton is a famous microbiologist that figured out that we biologically have something going on where we program our body through our thoughts and feelings. So what do I mean by that? Well, where we are addicted to a particular emotion chemically. So you have a couple trillion cells in your body, and every cell has receivers on it, receivers for amino acids. Amino acids are the building blocks of life, and every cell needs these in order to continue living. Now, amino acids can be amino acids of love, joy, anger, fear, resentment, and they are specific. They fit like a lock and key into the cell, every cell in your body. When you have a feeling of a strong feeling of jealousy, anger, of fear, of resentment, whatever it might be, you flood your body with these amino acids, which like lock and key, go into every cell. Now, when you, let's say, are low, you haven't produced much in the way of amino acids, what you will do is you will start to produce some sort of emotion. You'll cycle, if you will. You've seen this before, where people, you know that they're okay, and then every 3 days they have a bout of anger. Well, their body got starved for amino acids, and then they'll misinterpret life to get angry, to get fearful, to get jealous, to get sad, to get whatever, and they'll be flooded. So over time, you have your cells die off and are recreated. And if you're not using the joy receivers, then less will be produced in the next round of evolution of your cells. So over time, you'll see people just get more and more lodged into a particular belief system, a particular way of being, right? They say that people, when they become old, become like comic characters of themselves, more exaggerated of, you know, depressed or more, you know, angry, whatever might be the case, but more exaggerated. Well, there's a chemical addiction going on. And that chemical addiction is if I don't have enough amino acids, I'm going to utilize the low-hanging fruit, right? Of what do I have the most receivers for? Okay, produce that. right? I'll interpret life to be like that. So this is something that you'll find that everybody around you is doing. And as you look around and notice the people closest to you and their cycles, this will make more sense. But again, there is a way here that we can reprogram this. Now, that will be in the last part of this show. But I want to tell you about something absolutely fascinating about the world and how it actually will end up supporting you in whatever your confirmation bias is. Whatever feeling you have is going to, it's going, this last piece of the puzzle is going to blow your mind about, and it certainly, why do I say that? Because it blew my mind about the science behind how the universe and every living being responds to what you're thinking and feeling. We're going to be right back after this announcement from UK Health Radio and our sponsors. See you in a second.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Galar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now. But did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, well, as promised, the last thing here that I want to tell you about the kind of the understanding of the universe and how it's responding to your thoughts and feelings. This work comes from Dr. Cleve Baxter. Now, Dr. Cleve Baxter was, I believe, he was either in the CIA or FBI or both, and he was one of the very first people that developed, he was, I believe, developed the lie detector, the polygraph. So his research had to do with the polygraph. And for some reason, one day, he got bored. And he was like, which is, he did a strange thing. He stuck his polygraph up to a houseplant in his office. He took the polygraph and connected it to it. Because he was like, I wonder if anything's going on over there, you know? So he did, and nothing was going on until he decided that he was going to burn the plant and see if it had a reaction. Well, guess what? He gets out his lighter and he decides, I'm going to burn the plant. The plant went nuts. You know, the whole thing, the polygraph system goes nuts. He did not burn the plant, but he fully intended to, and the plant knew it and went crazy. Wow. What an amazing discovery. He discovered that the plant was in fact conscious, that it picked up on his thoughts and feelings. He then went on to do experiment after experiment. He was a scientist. So he put like shrimp, live shrimp. He had them in a vessel. And then he put automatic timers on a hot plate with boiling water. The automatic timer would go off at a certain time, and then another timer would release the shrimp into the boiling water. Well, when that happened, he had the polygraph system, the lie detector system, hooked up to the houseplant. The houseplant went crazy. He really discovered this relationship of information that everything is responding to our thoughts and our feelings. It's not just the houseplant. It's people who have pets. If you have a pet, you know, if you have a bad day and let's say you've got a cat or a dog, you know, have you ever seen, you know, they come over to you and lay on you or whatever? They're conscious, but it's beyond the dog or cat. It's everything. Everything in life is responding to you. When you walk into the grocery store and you can feel, oh, there's something wrong with that one. There's something, oh, wow, that one's got a nice vibe, right? That's pleasant. I enjoy that person. Guess what? They're picking up on the same things you are. Everything has a consciousness. Everything has an awareness. This is some scientific research that has been done that is now validating what the mystics always knew. The mystics have always said that everything is consciousness. If you look at the work of Dr. Emoto, Dr. Emoto did work on water. So he would, if you Google Dr. Emoto, and you'll see water and crystals. Those crystals, when they've been thought, the thought of and the feeling of love or hate or anger or fear, you can see how the crystals, in the water, that how they behave. And that visually will give you a good idea of what's going on inside of you. You're almost all water. So what happens with us is whatever we're thinking and feeling, everything's responding to it. Have you ever noticed that when you don't feel good and things are going wrong, you get the flat tire, the engine blows up, the, you know, all these things start happening, the grocery bag breaks, all kinds of stuff that, you know, is unwanted starts happening. Well, the world is responding to you. So, as I promised, how do we change this? How do we change this? There's a simple way to change it, and that is, we need to change our subconscious. Now, obviously, you know, there's many different methods to do this, but we've discovered one that works mechanically. Cogno-movement. So Cogno-movement utilizes your entire body and the way that you actually feel to help change your mind. If you were to allow yourself to just feel how you feel, you know, my mom did this, my dad did that, my brother, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it might be, you allow yourself to simply feel that way. And then what you do is You notice how it feels in your body. Notice it right now. If you think of whatever it might be, you'll notice there is a feeling in the physical body somewhere. That is your neurology talking to you. What we do with cognitive movement is we allow you to feel this in the physical body, in your neurology, in how you feel, and begin to do movements. These movements are movements that you would not ordinarily do. You force your body into different positions, and with this, it overwhelms the left, right side of your brain. The left side of your brain is around stress. The right side of your brain is that creative side. And we overwhelm it by moving this information, moving information from one lobe of the brain to the other, one part of the brain to the other, through movement. Ultimately, the way this ends up is your neurology, your body releases this, and you just simply no longer feel that way anymore about that. Now, the other side of this is the upside. The upside is that imagine that both halves of your brain are all focused on one thing and your body is all aligned emotionally and physically with one thing in mind, your goal, your vision for your life. These things are more apt to happen in your life when you're in that state. Remember the work of Dr. Clee Baxter. The entire universe will start to respond to you externally. You will look for the validation. You will also release the chemicals, the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton. You will release the chemicals in your body that support that vision, that feeling that you have about this, whatever goal that might be. It all starts here with the basics, which is to change your neurology. And it's very, very simple. There's the website cognomovement.com. You can go to it. You can watch videos. You can learn all about it and how to begin the process. You'll want to start by focusing on what are the things that keep me from a state of love, joy, bliss, financial freedom, all of those things. What are they? Allow myself to feel it. Don't push it away. If you push it away, let's say I feel, you know, the old method, right, was just push it down, don't feel it, you know. Well, I feel lack. Let's say I feel financial lack. There's not enough money, so on and so forth. Well, if you're trying to just push it down, it's not going away. It'll keep coming up. Let yourself feel it and do the exercise and poof, it goes away. And ultimately what happens is all of a sudden new perceptions open up. When my body releases it and I don't feel that way anymore, my perception opens up, just like we talked about with confirmation bias. So that's the first step. And once you have cleared out the blocks to it and letting yourself feel how you feel and doing the exercises, then you can move on to beginning to create that reality that you want. You know, there was a poet, Rumi. Maybe some of you are familiar with Rumi. He did terrific work, you know, many centuries ago. And I love the quote that he said, "Seek not to love, but to remove the blocks to it." All we have to do is remove the blocks and it will naturally emerge. Remove the blocks to your abundance in positive relationships, your abundance in love, your abundance in every aspect of life. Okay, so what can we do today? I promise every episode we give you some sort of technique to help you to immediately start to see some change. Here it is for this week. Whatever it is that you are challenged with at this time, we're going to keep your head straight and level, and we're simply going to raise your eyes upward. Now, don't let your head kick back, but simply raise your eyes upward. And as your eyes are upwards, relax your body. This is really important, to relax the body as your eyes are upward. When our eyes are upward, they access another part of our brain that is responsible for ideas and inspiration. You ever notice when people were praying to the divine, you always see the photos of them, their eyes are up? Inspiration and ideas. So you can move your eyes gently from left to right. Relax your body. Is there any other ideas? Any ideas or perspectives that I have not considered yet about my big problem, whatever that might be? You're going to want to breathe as this goes and relax the body. As you breathe and can continue to breathe, you create a wonderful bridge in between the conscious and the subconscious. Relax the body wherever there's tension. What other ideas haven't I considered yet about my problem? Are there other solutions? Breathe, relax the body, slowly move the eyes. As we move the eyes from one side to the other, it accesses the left lobe, which is logic, and the right side, which is creative. And we're in the ideas and inspiration part of our brain, both logic and creative. What new ideas? What inspiring thoughts? Relax the body and breathe. Notice what comes. Wonderful. Wonderful. Continue this exercise if you like, and you'll find more and more positive information and resolutions for a variety of issues. You can utilize it for anything. Thank you all for coming here to UK Health Radio and the New Life Perspectives Radio Show. I'm Bill McKenna. Check us out at cognomovement.com. That's cognomovement.com. Two free ebooks there for you. Just go there and put in your email address, and you'll get two great free ebooks that could change your life. See you next time.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.